everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap. The Orlando Magic back home to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was not much of a happy homecoming at all. The Cleveland Cavaliers rudely welcoming the Magic back from their West Coast road trip with a 111-76 beatdown over at the Amway Center. This game was never really that close. The Cavaliers took a 7-0 lead to start the game, really owned the first quarter, let the Magic back into the game. Really the only positive moments that the Magic had were in that latter half of the first quarter when the team got it back down to a two-point game at 22-20 to end the period. But from there, it was all Cleveland, and again, it was all Cleveland throughout this game. Not a lot to say about it other than that the Magic just plain stunk. It's easy to put a finger on why they stunk. They just didn't have any energy. They didn't play with any precision, didn't play with any focus, didn't play with any energy. And, you know, when you ask why that happened, players were pretty much at a loss. They knew exactly why they got beat by 35 points. And it was just something that they couldn't explain or couldn't account for, really.
Pretty bad. It was just a bad game all overall, from effort standpoint, from everything. We just didn't play well at all, and it was a blowout, and something that we're not proud of. And we got to know that against teams like Cleveland, one of the best teams in this league, we have to bring it all. Otherwise, it's going to be ugly every time.
Yes, and that's really what the point was of this game, was the Magic just didn't have it at all. They didn't have any of the energy. They didn't have any of the execution. Again, they didn't have the focus necessary to even compete in this one. And that's really a sad statement considering where the Magic have been this year and all the limited success that they've had, success that they've had throughout the year. Just running through some quick stats here, Nikola Vucevic, especially the starters, really struggled. All of them in the minus category on your plus minus. Nikola Vucevic with 14 points, 6 of 10 shooting. Alfred Payton, really good in that first quarter, particularly 9 points, 4 of 9 shooting, 2 assists. Evan Fournier, only 5 points, 1 of 2 shooting. Tobias Harris and Channing Frye both do not score. Harris misses all 5 of his shots, including 3 three-pointers. Got some good looks, just they weren't falling for him, and it seemed everything just kind of snowballed from there. Again, from the opening tip, the Magic just did not have it, and Coach Scott Skiles, again, tried to find a right combination. He went back to a tactic that's worked for him before. In the third quarter, they're down by about 20 or 15, 16 points, something like that. They're giving up another run to start the third quarter. So they're down 4 minutes into the quarter. He does a line change. Everyone comes out, completely new five in, and it didn't work this time. Even they didn't have the energy. And so, it was just that kind of game where they were just beat from the tip from the very beginning.
Well, things were out of hand about 1 minute into the game. I mean, they got out of hand quick, for us. I mean, even though we were kind of hanging in there, I mean, this would have been a good night to have petitioned the league for 20 timeouts. I'm trying to let the guys play through some situations. And, tonight, obviously, it didn't work.
Skiles did note that this was something that seemed to be kind of building just a little bit. The Magic were not particularly sharp toward the end of that road trip. Losing the lead against the Clippers last week, with a chance to win. It was a road trip that a lot of guys felt like they should have been 5-0 on, and just didn't clean up some things. They got away with it against Denver in a game that, Skiles said afterward, we have to look at the tape, see if it was anything we did or if it was, Denver just not playing well. And he seemed to say in his press conference after this game that one game, again, the Magic have lost 3 of their last 4. Depending on which lens you want to look at it, that in that game it seemed like Denver just played worse. The Magic didn't necessarily do much to stop them, and the offense that game didn't work, just like it didn't work on Friday night. If there is anything of a silver lining in this game, it is that the Magic did get a chance to see Mario Hezonja play. The rookie played a career high 20 minutes and 35 seconds. Scored a career high 12 points, 3-for-5 shooting, 2-for-3 from beyond the arc, 4-for-4 from the foul line. Got to use him at point guard a little bit, which is interesting. Hezonja said after the game that point guard is a more natural position for him. He feels very comfortable playing that position, and so he got to play that a little bit, and it's something the Magic appear to want to experiment with a little bit. It's just about finding him some minutes, you know, hope maybe it's a way to counteract some of the physical differences that he's had to deal with and has struggled with throughout this early part of the season. But even when Hezonja was in, you know, when Cleveland starters were in, you know, he did look a bit overmatched. He got matched up with LeBron James a few times, and it just wasn't fair. Like, you know, there's just most people don't look good physically against LeBron James anyway, but Hezonja especially, just he did not seem ready for that type of a challenge quite yet. And obviously, it didn't work out for the Magic. You know, you look on the Cleveland side, they were just dialed in. There's no other way around it. They were ready to play. They wanted to win, and they took it to the Magic. LeBron James, 25 points, 10 for 15 shooting. If I'm not mistaken, 12 of those field goal attempts came at the rim. He was getting to the basket at will, 8 assists as well. The team as a whole shot 56.9% from the floor, 11 of 21 from beyond the arc. Again, just complete dominance, 50 points in the paint, 25 of 35 shooting in the paint as well. This was a Cleveland team that wanted to win and win big, and that's what they did.
Well, I mean, you do have to be a little bit careful with because, you know, LeBron is such a great player, and, you know, they were dialed in, and I mean, they were up, you know, 35 points and still pressuring us to the point we could barely run our offense, you know, and so, you know, you don't want to make any, like, quick judgments on anything. However, like, you know, I said it and you said it. I mean, it is our fourth game where we've struggled a little bit just from, you know, with in a lot of areas, our coverages, coming out of timeouts, and things, you know, just getting on the same page. So, you know, we got to take a look at it.
The lineup struggles in this one, certainly, again, it felt like it was something that was building off of the end of the road trip. The Magic had their issues and could not overcome them for much of the game, and again, it was stuff that had built up, and the team had gotten away with a little bit at the end of the road trip. So, you know, we'll see what the Magic do to recover. And one thing Skiles did suggest was possibly changing the lineup again. It didn't seem like he was quite ready to make that decision or make that call yet. But if the team continues to struggle, it seems like that'll be back on the table. And what lineup change that the Magic would make and at that case is a bit unknown. And certainly, you know, to the Magic's credit, they didn't give any excuses for why they didn't have it tonight. You know, they said they've got to find the energy. They got to find it. And you know, this certainly could have been a game where there's an easy excuse to make. Coming back from a West Coast trip, you know, you land at 5, 6 a.m. in the morning, you know, have a day off, and then you're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers a day later. It's tough to get your body ready. And so I think a couple days of practice are going to help the Magic, or even potentially another day off in the next 2 days before they play the Brooklyn Nets on Monday, it is going to be helpful for this team. But tonight they just didn't have it. Cleveland did, and that was that.
Yeah, I give them credit. They played a really good game tonight. I mean, you know, just a poor effort from us all around. Poor game from us. They just got to bounce back from it. I have some short-term memory and learn from it, but just get on to the next one.
And that next one will be Monday as the Orlando Magic take on the Brooklyn Nets over at the Barclays Center. Magic still have never won at the Barclays Center, if I'm not mistaken. So a definite opportunity to right the ship, definite opportunity to get that first win in that arena, and a definite opportunity to pick up a win, which is most important. The Magic still have a lot of things they need to work on, obviously. And the you know, this game is probably not indicative of how they're actually playing. They just ran into a buzzsaw and could not dig themselves out like they have in previous games. And so, you know, maybe this was something that was due. Maybe this was just an anomaly. I think it's an anomaly. I think they'll play a lot better Monday night than they did on Friday night. So once again, the final score: the Cleveland Cavaliers defeat the Orlando Magic 111-76 at the Amway Center. Throw that box score away. Never look at it again. Hopefully, you won't have to reference this game much more. This has been Philip Rossman Reich of Orlando Magic Daily. Thank you all for listening to the Orlando Magic Daily podcast. We'll catch you next time as the Magic get some home games for a change. See you next time.